KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, April 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Phil Gardner, three-time All-Star infielder who managed Houston to their first World Series appearance in 2005, passed away over the weekend at the age of 76 after a more than a two-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Gardner played 16 seasons in the majors with Oakland, Pittsburgh, Houston, the Dodgers, and San Francisco. He was part of Pittsburgh's 1979 World Series championship team, also made the All-Star team in 1976, 1980, and 81. Gardner later became a manager, spending 15 seasons in the dugout, finishing just 15 wins shy of 1,000 for his managerial career. He led the Houston Astros to their first World Series appearance back in 2005. Phil Gardner passed away over the weekend at the age of 76. Yesterday, across Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays would complete their first three-game sweep of the Yankees in 5 years. They would beat New York 5-4. Tampa Bay's Drew Rasmussen allowed just one hit over six shutout innings. Texas Rangers would rally to beat the Dodgers 5-2 to avoid a three-game sweep. Evan Carter of Texas would hit the game-tying home run off of Dodgers starter Roky Sasaki, while Brandon Nimmo would drive in two runs. Chicago White Sox defeated the Kansas City Royals 6-5. First pitch of that one pushed back 3 hours because of rain. The White Sox tied a team record. They used nine pitchers yesterday in a nine-inning game. They would get a home run from Tanner Murray, his first career Major League home run. Sunday night baseball last night, the Atlanta Braves, they cruised to a 13-1 victory over Cleveland. Braves would get four hits from Jorge Mateo. Chris Sale picked up the victory, his third of the season. Braves also got a two-run home run from Dominic Smith. The Athletics' Nick Kurtz hit his first home run of the season, the reigning rookie of the year, as the A's beat the Mets 1-0. The A's, they sweep New York over the weekend. Detroit, so they swept three games from Miami, winning yesterday 8-2. Detroit's Tarek Skubal, he would outpitch Miami's Sandy Alcantara in a matchup of Cy Young Award winners. And the pitcher who's off to the best start this season, the Angels' Jose Soriano. He struck out 10 over seven shutout innings. He's the first four-game winner in the majors. Angels beat Cincinnati yesterday 9-6. Soriano allowed just two hits yesterday. He's got a league-best ERA of .33 through the first of four starts of the season. NBA regular season ended last night. A lot of teams resting their starters for next week's playoffs. Timberwolves pretty much rested everybody. They still won, though, defeating New Orleans 132-126. Denver, they defeated San Antonio 128-118. Denver, the number three seed in the West. Nikola Jokic scored 23 points in the first half. That was his 65th game of the season. He's now eligible for any NBA award. And San Antonio and Denver, they could meet in the second round of the playoffs. Clippers beat Golden State 115-110. That sets up a rematch between those same two teams in the play-in tournament. Clippers claim the 9 seed. They'll host the 10 seed Warriors on Wednesday. Portland beat Sacramento 122-110. Portland will be the 8 seed in the Western Conference. LeBron James, he played the first half as the Lakers beat the Jazz 131-107. LeBron had 18 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds. And Boston's Baylor Shireman, former SDSU Jackrabbit, scored a career-high 30 points yesterday as Boston's reserves beat Orlando 113-108. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.